So by taking a walk around campus with Caitlin and Susanna, Charlie got to see and taste how the farm can be turned into a farm after all, a place where food is harvested to be shared with others, not unlike the farm that opened down my street. From the Tenderloin to the Quad, we've encountered urban farmers and gleaners and looked at how they use food growing, picking, and sharing to establish and nurture relationships around them. And since Paige Chamberlain had started it all by daring me to take on his warm yellow gloves and his shovel at the free farm at Goth and Eddy, I thought it was time to visit his Stanford office to find out what he thinks the food movement is really about.
My name is Paige Chamberlain, and I'm a professor in environmental earth system sciences at Stanford, and we're in the GeoCorner building of Stanford University. My specialty is working with stable isotopes, which are elements with slightly different masses, same element, slightly different mass, and using those to trace biogeochemical processes as well as to look at past climate on Earth. And then I'm involved in gardening activities in San Francisco, growing produce for people who need it.
So basically, you're working the ground in two different ways. How do they connect?
only in a very abstract way. The connected part is that some of the solutions to these climate issues will be done at the community level and the individual level. And although there certainly will be government policy issues, I think a lot of things are going to come from individual communities' efforts. So I work as a volunteer at the Free Farm, which is on Goth and Eddy. And then I've built several other gardens in cities, one at a church and one at a school for autistic children, where we grow the food and bring it into pantries as well.
Why do you do that?
Let me flip this way.
Why would you do that if you're in a society of abundance and wealth, and the fact that I think all of us have certain obligations, social obligations to our communities to do these things.
No, but seriously, Paige, why do people do it?
To me, that's one of the really fascinating areas is why people do these things, and I think if you look deeply at the food movement, which there's great interest in, that really, although it's about food, I'm not sure it's really about food, that it's really about connecting with each other, connecting with your communities. And I think that's one of the reasons that people are drawn to it. I think it's also the world is a very busy, confusing place. And the process of working with your hands in a garden, shoulder to shoulder with many different types of people, I think, is something that really isn't in our lives daily anymore. And I think if you really look at the food movement, that's a big piece of it. We're a community, and by working with gardens, with communities, you establish links through that. You establish the links, for example, I live in San Francisco near the Mission District, and now know people in the Mission District and work with them. And it's these whole community structures, I think, that you're establishing around a garden and around food. So I think these things are about food. I think you'll certainly are helping, but I think they're far deeper than that.